We only had something in the region of 17 generators chasing at the time of the storm, and I believe those 17 come from, it was 13, I believe, from Poland and 4 from somewhere else in Europe. So we actually ended up with 17, a total of 17 generators in the whole of Ireland. Now, the generators I'm talking about, we're not talking here about your wee small carry-on thing and throwing the back of your boot. We're talking about huge-sized generators that you fit in the back of lorries. I'll tell you where you see the likes of them, possibly. Something similar style, you'll see them at a circus, something like that. Big, huge generators in the back of a tiller of a lorry that would keep huge amounts of power going at the one time as such. But unfortunately, our own generators, I believe we had something in the region of 480, I think we had sent to, in the course of the last while, to Ukraine, to the wire and so on. And that's fair enough. No, obviously, we've all sympathy for Ukraine, it wasn't the best of luck. But the reality is, the government may have done in good faith sending to Ukraine, but they didn't think on the next day then, we have a problem here ourselves.
Do you not have confidence, though, that perhaps lessons will be learned, that the government will do what it can to import large generators, as you said, and be effectively better equipped going forward?
To be honest with you, Catherine, I don't at the minute until the proof's in the pudding. And the reason I say I don't is because we were caught badly off guard as such. I don't. The public, the general public, myself, yourself, the common 5/8, were caught badly off guard, possibly. I don't believe the government were that badly caught off guard, because they knew, at the end of the day, if you give hundreds of generators gas into another country on land, or give them goodwill face, or whatever the case may be, like, at the end of the day, why did you have so many generators in the first place? Why did Ireland have the facility of the guts of 500 generators ourselves in the first place? Only that, At some point or other, somebody said, we need that many generators. And then when we did need them, then we didn't have them. We ended up with 17 gas. And this is the reality. Like, another situation there this morning, to be fair, as well. And it's not having a shot at anybody, but somebody is responsible here. Where we have a situation in Dublin there, and the government office in Dublin, 120,000 was spent on something, a scanner, since 2017. It hasn't worked today or scanned a sheet because it can't fit into a room. This is crazy stuff, like. Crazy, crazy stuff.